ossuary chapel. The ossuary chapel. Immersed in the peaceful garden of Solferino, at the top of a beautiful avenue of cypress trees, the church of San Pietro in Vincoli has been transformed into an ossuary in 1870. It had been 10 years since the battle when it was decided, according to the health laws of the time, to proceed with the exhumation of the remains of many bodies that were hastily and precariously, precisely because of their large number, buried in the aftermath of 24th June 1859. On the exterior, on the facade of the church, you can see two mosaics, one depicting St. Peter and the other the Redeemer. Upon entering, we are welcomed by the hollow eye sockets of skulls arranged without any distinction of rank or nationality in the semicircular apse in 1413. Below and the side to the side the walls are collected and almost stacked the long bones of the legs and arms, which are countless and impossible to discern the one from the other. Overall, the mortal remains of about 7,000 soldiers. In the two rooms that open up, respectively on the right and on the left of the transept, whole skeletons of four perished people have been reassembled. The spoils of an almost 2 meters tall man, which are thought to belong to an Austrian soldier, a giant for the average height of that time, stand among them in the room on the right. The 5 busts arranged on the walls recall the 5 French generals who lost their lives during the Italian campaign of 1859, 2 of which, Charles Auger and Dieu, died on the field in Solferino.